Welcome to episode 58 of CNBC, the international podcast about enjoying beer. I'm Mike.
And I'm Chris. Tonight we have a bunch of beers from Kentucky brought by our special guest, Mark.
Thank you.
And we're also joined by several other guests.
We won't introduce them. Brian, Tom, Greg, and John. They've all been on the podcast before, you know.
Back and for love another them. Week. Woo!
And I've been deleted way too much. No.
So our first beer tonight for the great steak of Kentucky.
I'm passing that bottle.
Kentucky Ale. The label, pretty simple. It's got a horse's head on it, just like in Godfather.
This is an English pale ale and Irish red ale style.
So we'd be looking for more of the malty kind of characters.
Certainly. Yeah,
this is brewed IRA beer.
This is out of Lexington, Kentucky, the Alltech Lexington Brewing Company, Lexington, Kentucky. I live in Louisville, but Lexington's about an hour and a half east towards West Virginia. Is Lexington.
Second largest. It's a very clear color.
Is it near Pennsylvania?
It's very filtered.
Closer than I am, that's for sure. It is clear.
It is Pennsylvania. It's clear. It's got a nice tight white head.
Got a little bit of a malty aroma on the nose.
There's some malt. There's.
Well, maybe a little bit of caramel, yeah.
It's not as dark as an Irish red, but if it's supposed to be halfway between an English and an Irish, there you go.
They call it those styles.
I'm sorry, it's called the what?
It's on the bottle, a marriage of traditional English pale ale and Irish red ale styles.
So it's pretty sweet. I'm getting a sweet finish on that. Not a lot of malt or not a lot of biscuit.
Sea biscuit?
A lot of sucrose, a lot of maltose.
Yeah, it's very sweet. Is Sea Biscuit one of the winners of the Kentucky Derby that's on the 141
I'm pretty
glass?
Sure that I am drinking this beer out of a glass.
I brought some glasses from the Kentucky Derby, the 141st run of the Kentucky Derby, which happened May of this past year.
So we're all decked out in Kentucky here.
So guys,
well, I thought I'd go right. Hats.
1920 winner, Paul Jones. 1953 winner, Dark Star. 1983, Sonny's Halo. 2014 California Chrome and 2015?
I don't remember. I was drinking a lot.
Won the Triple Crown.
Soon they forget.
No, but John, you would know this. You like saw the
horse
come in on the airplane and stuff, right?
I do, yes.
And who was it?
Seattle Slew. Who is a Triple Crown winner with that?
5 minutes of prep.
So, Mark, you're in Louisville.
Yes.
I mean, how was the most recent Kentucky Derby? Did you enjoy it? Did you like the infield? Did you?
I did not go to the Kentucky Derby.
The big hat scene.
So, something about Louisville, Kentucky. People who live in Louisville don't go to the Kentucky Derby. The day before is called Oaks, and everybody in Louisville goes to Oaks, which is a smaller race, but a little bit less. Less of the fanfare that you get out of the Kentucky Derby.
Not so snooty.
Yeah.
They serve mint juleps, though?
They serve mint juleps year-round.
That probably goes along with it, so...
You can go to Churchill Downs, and there's a wall of bourbons, and you basically choose the mint julep, the bourbon you want in your mint julep.
And what's your favorite bourbon?
You know, I'm not a big bourbon drinker, but, you know, Woodford Reserve, if I have the money for it, Woodford Reserve. If I don't have any money at all, I go Four Roses.
So Four Roses?
Do you drink the Kentucky beer? Is this your first?
No. And actually, I've had Kentucky Ale before, and there's a beer we're going to be doing a little bit later that was made by the Bluegrass Brewing Company that I've had a lot of their beers before.
So, thoughts on the Kentucky Ale, guys?
You know, it's generic to some degree.
It's all right.
It's tasty, but it's very, it's not very memorable.
Really? Yeah. See, John, I would think this is the kind of beer you'd like. It's like, it's beer. It's an ale.
Nice and malty, like a cold.
Not an IPA, but an ale.
It's not a Colt 45.
I'm a little more excited at some of the other beers I saw in there that were in cans and stuff. They looked...
It's a little more crafty.
But yeah, a little more crafty.
This is Alltech's a bigger company.
Yeah.
Is it Dutch?
Huh?
Is it Dutch?
Is it Dutch? No, it's brewed in Kentucky.
Because the Dutch own Budweiser now. InBev. Yeah.
Altec?
Well, look up Altec.
And now they're actually...
I'm like there.
Altec.
It's very Mr. Robot. Okay.
Why InBev are they calling Altec? Oh,
guys, we got big beer news here. Is this a rumor or true?
I read something. You might want to look it up, but InBev was looking to buy Miller.
Yeah.
SAB
Miller?
Yep.
So if they buy SAB Miller, that leaves it two. It's Coors and then these guys.
So those are the two biggest beer companies in the world, and they would become...
The biggest. The
biggest.
Yep. Still.
But they own Goose Island, which...
Which has been marketed pretty heavily in Arkansas, where I just was.
Yeah?
And I was like, what is this? There's nothing else in Arkansas.
Yeah, this is a pretty generic ale. I picked all ales for... Because there's a lot of different beers that are brewed in Kentucky, and I was like, well, I can go kind of like this stout by this company and this by this company.
Yeah, stout would have been good.
Well, sure, but I wanted to kind of keep it all in a Kentucky ale, so everything I've got was an IPA or just a regular ale.
Nice. So they also take this beer and they throw it into bourbon barrels for 6 weeks to make the Kentucky bourbon barrel
stout. The bourbon barrel ale, they also make a bourbon barrel stout.
Okay.
That would be tasty.
Let's grab the next one.
Next time, America.
Next time, let's do the stout.
And Brazil.
Well, let me.
And Colombia.
And don't forget Ghana.
Ghana, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Ghana, bitches.
I'm not Ghana. I'm not Ghana. Forget that.
Aww. You're fired.
All right, gents, our next one. What we all like to have. I mean, I'm going to restate that. In the morning. Goodwood Pale Ale.
Now, Goodwood is...
Ale aged on poplar, which is the tree I just cut the hell out of.
Goodwood is relatively new by a company that's not new. So the Bluegrass Brewing Company, also known as BBC, has restaurants and basically there's a couple restaurants around Louisville, and each one has its own vat. So there's like different breweries floating around.
Thanks.
What? I don't understand the problem.
I just take offense to this type of opener.
Well, he prefers opening a lighter.
This is made by BBC, with the Bluegrass Brewing Company. Goodwood is a new name for kind of an older beer. For an older company.
Yeah.
Where's the bottle?
I got one here. All
right.
I do want to read that bottle, though.
I like the label.
Anything on Goodwood?
I'm looking it up. This was Goodwood's Pale Ale, right? Is that what we have?
This is the Pale Ale. Aged.
That's a terrible
ale. Aged on poplar. Made in Louisville, Kentucky.
So poplar, that's a wood. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That's
Mike, correct. That is a huge head.
Thank you. It's good wood.
So Goodwood Brewing Company in Louisville, Kentucky.
Ooh, that smells good.
The head on that big wood.
That does smell good.
Nice, very hoppy.
So poplar is a good American tree. I just trimmed the hell out of a poplar recently.
Super hoppy aroma.
They grow very straight. They used to be used for masts for the old ships, the tall ships.
And that's not on your computer.
You can totally take. That was from my brain. I'm not getting. You guys got an aroma on this?
Yeah,
big time. I can.
Super hoppy aroma.
Wow, I'm not getting that at all.
Yeah, I am.
If poplar is good enough for the Mona Lisa, we figured it'd make a pretty good canvas for Goodwood Pale Ale. Aged on poplar and brewed with American hop varietals, this floral, hoppy masterpiece finishes with a pleasingly sweet, malty backbone that's sure to attract poplar demand.
That was funny. Punny. All right, so...
It tastes rather hoppy to me.
Color, it's a little bit... It's not super clear. It's not like it's super filtered.
No, the filtering, yes.
Yeah.
That we discussed earlier.
It's got
a previous episode.
A very,
episode 15.
Yeah. Very thick, tiny bubble. Yes.
That was a future episode.
Fuck. And the color is...
You ruined Christmas again.
We should talk about this later.
Right.
In the next episode.
That's right, tricky. Yes.
We'll come back to this.
Ooh. This is very hoppy to me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I've never heard about aging beer on poplar before. Bourbon Oak barrels.
Yeah. Cherry sometimes.
Yeah.
But poplar, it's a softer wood.
It's rather light for a, like a darker.
It's a good wood.
It's a good wood.
Is it?
So, it's called. It's not like an IPA. I didn't get the hoppy aroma you guys are talking about, but it does have a good bitter taste, but not like overpowering.
I got more in here if you
this
want.
This is pretty damn good.
So man. Guys,
it's not a grapefruity taste mm-hmm. to it, right?
Mm-hmm. That's all. Good wood beers are aged on some form of wood. That's nice. That's what the brewery does. So like they have a bourbon barrel stout, a bourbon barrel ale, a brandy barrel honey ale. American brandy casks.
That'd be interesting.
A red wine barrel saison aged in wine barrels.
Ooh, that sounds good.
They have Louisville lager, which is aged on white ash, the one we just had. They have walnut brown ale using oak chips.
Now, has there ever been a good brown ale? No.
Yes.
Yes?
No.
No.
5.7% alcohol by volume, 60 IBUs on this one.
I really like this beer. This is a very good ale. It's not... It's interesting. It's complex.
That's cool too. I like the they've
look at that
chosen
head.
Something to kind of
that away.
Make the beers special by
distinguish themselves.
Yeah.
Brewed with limestone water, I can definitely tell.
As opposed to
sewage water. Yeah.
In the
another,
future.
Again.
Just, yes. In the year 2000.
So here's the philosophy of the brewery: get lost in the wood. Why take the extra time to wood-age beer? Why insist on the same pure limestone water used to make bourbon?
Why
well,
need?
Here at Goodwood, we've come to believe that what's good for bourbon is even better for beer.
I agree.
Our extra steps are kind of homage to this region's distilling legacy and to those old barrels out there that still have so much flavor left to give. Sip one of our freshly nuanced stouts, lagers, or ales, and we believe you'll think so too. I do, so
I
far.
Do. I agree. This is an excellent beer.
I'm giving this guy some credit.
I have some good wood right now because of this beer.
That's disgusting.
No, it's delicious.
Their beer is also splinter-free, guys, so.
Oh, that unlike Mike's chairs.
Doesn't say that. Yes, my chairs are not splinter-free. Quit moving so much. So shall we go to a Listomania?
Yeah, let's go to the next 10.
So the next 10, we left off at number 90.
What's this list of here?
This is 100 craft beers, 100 American craft beers that all beer lovers should try. And we left off with number 90, Pipeworks Citra Ninja, which does sound very interesting, so we got to try that out. If we're ever in the Chicago area, we got to pull that one up.
Do other countries have the craft beer worth having?
No. So when I went to Ireland, I did try to find that there's like a minor craft beer movement that's starting in Ireland, but still, most of it's driven by the big beers with the Harp and the Kilkenny and the Guinness. But they are having a minor movement, but I don't know about England.
I think England had the campaign for real ale, where they were because they were getting overrun by like Heineken's and like even Budweiser's and stuff like that in their little the little pubs. So they actually had to like try and promote real
English ales.
So I don't think anybody has the breadth and variety that America has for craft beers.
God, because the independence.
USA.
The independence.
Because we take, styles and everything from everywhere, all around the world, where some regions, they still want to be kind of regional.
Well, that's
in their flavors and stuff.
That's
right?
That's what it was in Europe. It wasn't craft beer so much. It was regional. Like, you had whatever water supply you had. But the, help me, Chris, you know it because you're Steinig. What is it? The Reichsrat?
The Rheinheisgebot.
Rheinheisgebot. Yeah. That
which means you can only have certain ingredients?
Yeah, so yeah. Beer,
Germany.
Water, hops, barley.
And
that's
now
it.
I think yeast has been added in the last 100 years.
Yeah, when they figured
something.
Out there was yeast in it because they didn't know 100 years ago.
But so in Germany, it's like the regional beer, so you would go to that region and get their particular flavor and how they worked with those four core ingredients. But the concept of like the super hoppy or those artisanal type stuff, that's all American.
Have a very strict rules about what's right and wrong. It's a very German thing.
All right, so number 89 on our list of 100, Widmer Brothers Hefeweizen. That was one of the first. Yeah, that is a good beer. I remember getting that early in the mid 90s there, and then it became more ubiquitous and still a pretty damn good beer.
Where is it from?
Portland.
Sure.
Widmer Brothers. All
I love
Portland.
Yeah, I love Portland.
The other Portland.
Damn it. 88. The Brewery Saison Roux from.
Where is that from?
Placenta. There's a place called Placenta?
No, I don't think that's probably Pasadena.
Placentia? California. Ah, the Saison, the once obscure farmhouse style of ale that American craft brewers have breathed new life into. I don't know where this is from, but I'm going to
buy it.
Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I'm coming down to visit you because I want to try this one. Foothills Brewing Sexual Chocolate.
Mm. And
this
now,
is one of those much anticipated annual releases that people line up for the day before it's released. The fact that this Imperial Stout has one of the best names in the business is probably reason enough to pick up your first bottle. You should definitely get the t-shirt too. Alright, number 86 from Boulder, Colorado, Avery Uncle Jacob Stout.
Haven't had that one. I've had some Avery beers, but not that one.
Ooh. Well, I don't know. I know their best beer. But this is from our friends up in Vermont. A recent episode, we just did some Vermont beers. The Alchemist.
Mm.
Focal Banger.
They have more than one beer?
That's right. Like, I only knew the one beer they had, which is the best.
Heady Topper.
Heady Topper. The Alchemist is famous for brewing Heady Topper. But Focal Banger is Heady Topper's more restrained little brother. For years, the Alchemist only brewed and canned Heady Topper, but Focal Banger now literally doubles the boutique's brewery options. Okay, so they did have a second
so
beer.
So they have two beers.
It's the not so bad. It's still 7%, man. Number 84, Hill Farmstead Abner from Greensboro, Vermont.
Another one of the great, though, that Vermont you, trifecta I was
yeah,
talking about.
That Hill Farmstead, you like that stuff. Number 83, Westbrook. Now, how do you pronounce it? Gazi? Gozi? Ghost?
G-O-S-E?
Sour, salty, delicious. Ghosty. Mm. That kind of sounds
something else that's sour, salty.
But it's from... now, you ready for this? It's from Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. The Ghosty is a recently revived German-style sour wheat beer that incorporates salt and coriander.
No.
No?
Sounds terrible.
We just drank this one. No, we didn't drink this one. We drank their. We drank another beer from these guys. Firestorm Walker.
Yep.
We drank their.
Double Jack.
But this is Union Jack IPA. Mm-hmm. So this is their single IPA.
Okay.
That's number 82 from Paso Robles. Robles?
California.
Robles, California.
Wine country. Again.
That's right.
Just bringing this beer.
It's a true interpretation of West Coast IPA. Plenty of grapefruit to please Brian, and hot bitterness on the back end. Number 81, Cold Mountain Winter Ale. We had some beers from the... We did a vertical on Highland, but we did not have their Cold Mountain Winter Ale. Because we weren't happy.
The Asheville?
Yeah, it's from Asheville. Highland Brewing Company in Asheville. Yeah. Can you bottle Christmas? Highland can. So this is their winter beer.
What does a vertical mean?
So a whole bunch of beers from the same brewer.
Or the same place, or the same style.
Right. Versus a horizontal, which it might be a spread of different styles across whatever. So, number 80, to wrap up tonight's Listomania, Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. Anybody here not had Sierra Nevada once in their life?
Love Sierra Nevada.
Sierra Nevada. But you know what? Do you always get what you want when you get Sierra Nevada? Is it good?
Mm-hmm.
I like what they say. There is perhaps no single beer that better encapsulates the craft beer movement than Sierra Nevada's namesake.
Tell everybody where that's from.
Chico, California.
Has anybody driven by Chico, California?
I've been to that brewery.
What do you got there?
Yes, I used to have to drive by Chico, California.
Yeah, and?
And it smells like a dump.
Like a pump?
Literally.
Literally?
Yes.
Like a disgusting garbage dump?
Yeah, the whole, I guess it's the town, I'm not sure. I've never, you know, went into the town. I just took the freeway by it, and yeah.
You didn't feel like you wanted to go in?
Nope, there were no grapefruit notes.
No pininess? No.
Kind of like Gary.
Yeah. The sewage water, maybe? Yeah.
All right, that wraps up my list, Chris. We're back to drinking some good beers.
Yeah, what do we got next? Mark.
This is West 6 Brewing Company's India Pale Ale. This is out of Lexington, Kentucky, brewed in Lexington, Kentucky.
And you know what's funny? What are Kentucky, when you abbreviate Kentucky, what is the initials?
KY.
KY. But why are they against gay marriage?
Only one person there is against gay marriage.
That's true. How many times has she been married?
I'm going to say four. It's probably,
you know,
just not her,
but... married woman and things might work out.
More like lubricant, right? All right?
Thank you, John.
All right, so these are delicious cans of beer. The other two are bottles.
Yeah. So the first two are bottles, the last two are cans. We went Lexington, Louisville, we're back to Lexington, Kentucky. These guys are... Actually, I'll take that can. These guys are at Lexington. I actually was going to bring a fifth beer. It's a Louisville company that was brewed in Tennessee, though. These are actually all brewed in Kentucky.
Maybe that's too much.
This is called West 6 Brewing IPA.
It's very cloudy, nice golden color, little bubbled head there.
It's incredibly cloudy.
Floral on the note.
I'm getting some pine too.
I'm gonna go golden or orange. It's got a great color. A fantastic head, not rocky, but very foamy, frothy.
What do you? Anyone else?
Great stain power.
Anyone else want to comment on the smells?
It's got a little floral going.
That's what I
like
said.
A floral.
John Dean, what do you smell there?
The evergreen, the pine is there.
Yeah.
You get pine? I'm not getting any pine.
I'm getting pine too. I get more floral though.
I might have to get more floral. Better. You're getting flower? All right. I'm not getting any pine.
Get a better nose or?
Douglas fir.
I do.
Wow.
That specific pine. There you go.
I'm, short as someone needle. Who's not a fan of the hops, this is probably one of the better hops I've tasted.
Have you had this one before?
No.
Okay.
Have you had any of these before?
Yeah, I've had the Kentucky Ale, and I've had stuff from BBC, but not the
I got some hits in the front. I thought it was going to be a lot more of a hoppy flavor, but I'm actually getting a big malt flavor.
And I think that's why I like it, because I can smell the hops, but I can't taste. It's not overpowering in the hops.
It doesn't go bitter. It's actually like biscuit, like malty.
It's not bitter. I get the hops kind of at the end of the...
Yeah,
there are pictures of hops on the can.
Yes.
Well, it's an IPA.
I like the...
go big or go home.
Right.
They're buried. They're buried in there.
But do you taste... It tastes malty.
I can taste that.
Yeah.
And you know what?
I normally don't get a malt flavor in an IPA.
You're right, Chris, because those hops, they you swallow it, and you wait 30 seconds, and it kicks the back of your tongue. That hops are there.
I might have to let someone sit for a bit and see what happens when it warms up.
West 6 Brewing founders Ben, Brady, Joe, and Robin all came to the same conclusion at about the same time. Lexington, Kentucky needs more high-quality local craft beer. Since we came from very different backgrounds with diverse sets of experiences and talents, we joined forces to create beer that can be enjoyed not only by craft beer experts, but also by those who just want something tasty to drink after going for a bike ride. Though we all got to this point in our lives in different ways, we strongly agree on West 6 goals. We want to provide a tap room and beer garden where the beer list is never the same, but that is always local. We'll be making a brewery that measures success not only by making great craft beer, but also by how it helps the community. Oh, jeez. We will also strive to protect our environment. Oh, my God.
Enough
even
already.
If it costs us more to do so. Oh, you bastard. At last but not least, we all share a desire to create the best beer possible and to be an incredible...
Goddamn hippies!
...part of building a great beer culture for our great town.
All right, Greg, what does it say along the top of the can?
Does say, why a can? Better for the beer, better for our planet.
There you go.
Better on the company. But what?
Better on the go. Better on the go.
But what's great about a can is that if you crumple it up in a certain way, and then you poke a hole in the side...
No, it's just... 7% alcohol by volume. Cascade, Centennial, Columbus, and Citra hops. Honey, two-row, Cara, dextrin, and flaked barley.
I can taste the honey, actually, when I sip it, and then it goes away. The hops kind of come full force after the fact.
I'm getting the biscuit with it. It's decent.
When you say biscuit, what does that mean?
Like malty, like you're eating some kind of grain bread. Like
Got it.
Thoughts, gentlemen?
Well, as it warms up, I'm losing the biscuit and going, now it's getting more of the bitter. Actually, it's getting better as it warms up.
Brian, Tom, you've been pretty quiet. What do you think about this one?
I still have head on the top of this beer, so it's got a nice sort of foamy goodness to it.
Have you had a sip of it?
Yeah, good balance between the hop and the malty. It's good. I mean, they're kind of a limp biscuit.
All right, I knew I shouldn't have thrown it over to you, Brian. Just...
John, you're pretty stringent about whether a beer is a beer or it's good. A marketing thing.
It's good. I like the Goodwood a little better, I think, but this is decent.
All right.
I think here's a little bit of marketing as we over the backbone of bready malt and pine stickiness.
Bready malt.
Notes of peaches, lemon zest, dank grassiness, pine needles, and tangerines. Each sip is followed by a dangerously drinkable amount of resinous glamour.
That's not a bad description of that. Tangerines,
but resinous glamour is my new band.
That was artisanal gin.
I'm just sure if you put dank in any description of anything, it's probably not a good thing. I don't know.
I don't know for beers.
When
though,
it comes to hops, dank, it can be
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, with the hops, yeah,
the
like
hop heads,
grassiness,
yeah, it's
dank,
earthy. Yeah. Like,
I mean,
like,
I guess
like,
it is descriptive.
A little dank.
I would like a little.
I mean, there
little
are some
shoe, little kind of like you know gym clothes kind of taste to it.
You there need to pair this with like a cheese, you know, like a stinky cheese or something to kind of
stinky
cheese,
like a sharp, like a really sharp.
There are descriptors used for hops like urinal cake or cat pee or, you know, these are some of the things that are used for hop varieties, so.
Maybe like
dank
a gorgonzola.
Is not out of the...
No, that's
like a creamy,
that's
like a good blue cheese,
to me.
Like a sheep cheese. Salty, yeah.
Like
this would go well with.
I agree. All right, what next, Chris?
Any
on
more
the next
stories
beer?
Or anything, or we want to finish out another
recent,
beer?
Recent beer events? any more Kentucky local? No?
Any more?
What do you mean?
You want to tell us anything about Kentucky beers or anything you want to talk about?
They're yummy.
Now, Kentucky
fantastic. You know,
can
Mark
you buy
also
beer at the grocery store.
Mark,
yes.
Mark, let's do a cross promotional pro.
Now, Kentucky, I would never go there, but
so Mark, you're in Kentucky.
Ever.
Is Kentucky home to the Hatfield or the McCoys?
You know what's funny about that is back in that particular time frame.
So I just asked, is it Hatfield or McCoys?
Let me explain this to you.
It's an SAT question.
So back
it's
in the late 1800s,
fill in the bubble. That's all we're looking for, not the essay.
Sorry, go ahead.
You know what?
Fuck
I don't
you
care.
I believe.
Right. I can fly.
I believe Bill Paxton lived in West Virginia,
and
Kevin Costner lived in Kentucky. So
West Virginia, McCoy.
No, you're thinking of.
No, they were in
Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner.
Settling that long-running feud was the cross-jurisdictional issues.
Right, because of the timber rights.
It's right behind you, Mike.
Timber rights.
Yeah.
Who got the good wood?
So, we have one more beer that I brought. This is a double India Pale Ale.
Oh, my goodness.
Called Citra Ass Down by Against the Grain Brewery.
I gotta love that name.
Citra Ass Down!
Beautiful.
So, does it have any Citra hops, you think?
Probably. At a beautiful Louisville, Kentucky.
More Simcoe.
8.2 alcohol by volume.
Oh. 8.2, holy mackerel.
And it is, I'm gonna read this off the can. This beer is not candy or mother's milk. It is not brewed by gypsies or aliens, nor does it contain any zombie dirt. This is a double IPA brewed with Citra hops. It is sticky, hoppy, and delicious. Simply drink it and enjoy it. Don't hoard this beer. Sit your ass down and drink it now.
Got it. That's awesome. Pretty
thick
exciting.
Thick head
so.
With big bubbles on it.
Thick head, is it rocky? It's not rocky head.
What's a rocky head?
Rocky head is when
is that like an angry pirate, or is it?
No.
Ooh, I get a lot of citrus in this.
I haven't got any.
Oh, pass the can to.
I get some grapefruit,
Greg.
Some lemon in this.
Grapefruit.
I get grapefruit.
Oh, now I'm
you stole
getting
your
some aroma.
This is a furniture cleaner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got piney, lemony goodness, yep. But you know, this now here, love that. In the good way, it has a dank smell too. You smell earthiness in this.
On the
oh, this has got a fantastic aroma. Every time, it's like a different smell.
So horny for this.
I did. I should come over more often for these podcasts.
It's like a pine saw, you know. It's but just, no, it starts
just
off
because
as like
it's
cleaner,
disturbing.
But then you go back and it's flowers, and you go back again. It's like that loamy earth that you smell in the forest, like. It's
like
amazing.
In a cemetery that just been dug up?
Did you say lonely?
Now it just went back to like a Christmas tree. This is fucking phenomenal. Every time I smell it, it's like
I'm glad
a
you like it.
Experience.
The shape. There's another can in the fridge just for you.
No, I haven't tasted it yet, though. I hope it delivers because it smells good.
Oh, it tastes terrible.
Oh.
It smells delicious.
I'm right, a fan.
It's cloudy. It's not a filtered beer. It's got that nice straw, golden color.
I can taste good. The grapefruit in it.
I feel it's pretty mild tasting, actually. For all
wow.
that smell.
For all that aroma, there is like, wow.
So the recommended temperature
Mike has
of this beer
done
is
in his pants.
48 degrees.
Really well balanced.
Citrus, healthy.
Again, this is in a can.
Healthy.
What do you guys feel about beer in a can as opposed to beer in a bottle?
Much prefer it.
It's not
so beer.
You get no light out of it. You get no light going into the beer can.
A can is actually supposed to be better for beer. It protects it better from getting skunked, and it's supposed to keep it lasting longer. So,
oh my gosh, this beer is really, really good.
I'm glad you like it. I go on a lot of canoe trips, and canned beer is really the preferred.
Because you're just dragging it along.
This is a fantastic.
I would put this
beer
in the category of those big. Double IPAs, those big, good double IPAs, like Eddie Topper or something.
Hey,
like
that. This Kentucky,
right? Yeah,
nice job, guys.
Well done. This beer is like one of the better beers I've had in a long time, and I just had some Eddie Topper. So,
and the graphic looks like Duck Dynasty.
I don't. What's Duck Dynasty?
Good answer.
All right. Here's the marketing.
A bunch of guys in Monroe, Louisiana, where my company's based.
Sit your ass down and crush this beer. This is a very hop-forward American-style IPA brewed with pale Vienna, Munich, and wheat malt for a solid base for all American hops.
Right.
Focusing mainly on the variety Citra. Citra hops are a relatively new variety introduced in 2008.
The rest of that beer.
A hybrid of number of
different
hops.
No good deed goes unpunished.
Blah, 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 blah. The resulting hop Citra has a distinctly citrusy and tropical fruit aroma. Citra Ass Down, we used American Columbus for bittering and 11 pounds of Citra at the end of the boil for late kettle addition, flavor, and aroma. Then we add 6 more pounds of Citra and 5 pounds of Centennial post-fermentation for aroma. Rebrewed for your tasting pleasure.
Mark, all I gotta say is the next time you come back to visit,
another 4-pack of that?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Got it.
This is a really good beer.
It's available in 22 ounces bottles only, though. So.
This is a pint.
And it's a can. So
yes.
That's not correct.
Their website is incorrect.
I'm going to call them up. Excuse me. Your website is incorrect.
Information.
There seems to be a discrepancy in a can.
If not, we're going to have some angry pirates. Go check it out on Urban Dictionary. It's funny.
What? Let's go around. What is the best beer? Obviously, your favorite beer out of this is the Citra Ass Down.
So. Yes, Citra Ass Down, hands down. All right, Mark, favorite beer.
Wait,
you go last. John, favorite beer of
the
year.
The Deadwood, right? Sorry, the Goodwood, pardon me. The Goodwood is my favorite.
I want to see.
I need to set the pop.
Hey, guys. John's trying to give us a wrap up of the episode tonight.
I appreciate the care. And extra step in aging this on poplar. Good wood. Good beer.
All right.
Ha.
Greg.
I would have to concur with the good wood. I can't top that.
Top that with some poplar?
Yes.
All right. Brian, beers tonight.
I thought the West 6 was the best balanced beer. And I'm not the Citra, that very piney taste. I'm not a huge fan of that.
Not too much for me. So what was the one you went with? The six
West six brewing
West six, West
six.
Okay.
Six
yeah.
IPA,
which right. is a can.
Yeah.
Tom, it how about can. You? I enjoy an easy drinking pale ale. So the Goodwood Pale Ale, aged with poplar, was my favorite.
All right, Chris.
You know, usually I move away from like my favorites, which are IPAs or double IPAs and stuff. But this time, I'm just gonna go with sit your ass down. Yeah. I love that beer, and it's kind of my forte.
Before I'm gonna let Mark close it. I was all about the good wood until I had to sit your ass down, and I'm just gushing wildly.
Well, and here's the thing. I'm not a big fan of IPAs, as you know. So the Citra S Down as a double IPA is very hoppy to me. I'm actually going to go with the Goodwood because I agree that it's a very just sit down, have a bottle of Goodwood, and drink it down.
Yeah, that was a really good beer, too.
That was definitely all these, a strong second. The
Kentucky Ale was a little
bland. Generic. Generic's the word we're using.
Yeah, but these other Kentucky beers were all very good.
I would ask Mark to bring back Citra S Down and Goodwood again.
Yeah. It's funny because when I come back again,
did you say Citra S Down on Goodwood?
Yeah.
Before the end of the year, if I come back again, I'm going to start bringing more back, but it's probably going to be more in the terms of like bourbon barrel stouts kind of stuff.
Nice.
Good idea.
Love it.
No argument here.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. Thanks for listening to CNBC Episode 58. You can subscribe to our podcast internationally on iTunes or get the podcast directly from our host at cnbcpodcast.podomatic.com.
You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/CNBC Podcast, Twitter at CNBC Podcast, YouTube at youtube.com/CNBC. And CNBCpodcast@gmail.com.
I'm going to quickly... get that URL right now.
Yes.
That's me. That's my domain, YouTube.
It's probably porn.
.tv.
That's true. That would be BoobaTube.
Oh, shit. I forgot to get my quote. Oh, 6 minutes of preparation, huh?
I have a quote.
Yeah? Go for it. You can close this out tonight.
"'Twas brillig, and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe."
I'm pretty sure you've done this before.
I probably did. I'm done. I'm drunk. I'm done.
All right. Drink good beer.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Prost.
On the front of their website, they show a drawing of a brewer who's touching his nipple. And I kind of want to do that. Of my eyes on the things I've never done.
Sheets are swaying from a home. Are we gushing gloriously because we've done 19 episodes in a row? We're all drunk! This tastes great!
The Rotten Tomatoes score of like 60. It's never much, but we've